which is Hama'avir She'inai Me'inai Utnuma Me'afapai, and the extended part of it, beginning with the words Ve'yiratzon, and I want to conclude with two observations on the bracha. Yesterday we mentioned, and we didn't, the bracha continues to talk about the Yetzer Hara. That part of us, that evil inclination, which we strive to overcome on a regular basis. And as we say this bracha, and we as we prepare to go out and to do whatever we're doing in the course of the day, we realize that we may need extra help. And so, Ve'al tashled banu yetzer hara, early versions of the bracha say, Ve'al yishlot banu yetzer hara, we need Hashem's help. But it's interesting that at no point do we ask Hashem to eliminate the yetzer hara. We're not asking Hashem to take it away from us. We're asking Him actually to give us the strength to deal with it, to be able to make a good choice and not, as it were, to succumb. It's important to realize that the Yetzer Hara has a role to play. Every day we say Shema, V'chol Levavcha, we say V'chol Levavcha, and Rashi famously says, why are there two letter bait in the word Levavcha? The word your heart is properly pronounced Libcha, not Levavcha. So Rashi says, well, they're two-letter bets because we're asking to serve Hashem with that which we call the Yetzer HaTov and that which we call the Yetzer Hara. Chazal say in the beginning of Sefer Breishit amongst the Midrashim that the creation of our Yetzer Hara, in fact, is a positive because it moves us to do some very ambitious things. That it's the Yetzer Hara which sometimes helps us set our sights on things. It needs to be controlled, it needs to be channeled, but it is a force which ultimately can contribute to society. And so we're never asking to eliminate it, we're asking over to channel it. And then the second thought that I want to share with you this evening is this. We all understand the role of chesed in our lives. We want to be considered to be people who are ba'alei chesed. We want to have spouses who are recognized as ba'alei chesed. God should bless us with children. We want a community, all of which embraces and upholds the value of chesed. But listen to the language at the end of this bracha, because it's a little odd. Twice, we ask this. Uvenei chol ro'enu Hashem, we ask you please to place us in the eyes of all who see us, to be good people. V'tig malenu, and you Hashem, we ask you, tig malenu chasadim tovim, bestow upon us. Now, how do you translate chasadim tovim? The art scroll, the Koran, the Birnbaum, they say bestow upon us beneficent kindness, loving kindness, but just let's use simple words. Chasadim tovim. What do chasadim tovim? How do you translate that? Good chesed. Positive acts of chesed. And in fact, in the Amida, it's in the first brach of the Amida we talk about chasadim tovim. So is there another type of chesed? Is there something called chesed ra? I'm asking Hashem, please give Hashem, bestow upon us chasadim tovim. What? To the exclusion of what? Chasadim ra'im? Why not just simply ask for chesed? So I want to share with you three ideas. First is one of the Peirushim of the Ktava Kabbalah, who suggests that in the realm of human interactions, when we're talking about chesed, there is the giver, the person who is bestowing the chesed, and there's usually the recipient, the taker. If you've ever been in the position to be the recipient of chesed, yes, it feels good, no doubt. But there often is a moment where you look at yourself and you say, I wish I wasn't in this position that I needed somebody else's chesed. I wish I didn't need it. There's a moment where it's not pleasant for you. It's a moment where sometimes you feel demoralized. I can't do it for myself. And you might be self-critical, and you might feel, what's wrong with me? So while you're receiving chesed, says the Ktava Kabbalah, there's an aspect of the chesed which may not be tov. It may not feel good for you. But that's never the case with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's true, says the Ktava Kabbalah, in the realm of human interaction. But every act of chesed coming from Hashem is different. And maybe that's because we see Hashem as our father. And no father, no parent's act of chesed has ever felt that way. We take it and we embrace it as an act of loving kindness in the purest form. Maybe that's not the case with other people in society. First explanation. Baruch Shomar, in his commentary to the Sidur, suggests a different explanation of what does it mean to have chasadim tovim as opposed to what? Chasadim ra'im. There are different types of categories of chesed. There's the act of chesed, like if you won the lottery. Amazing. Thank you. That's an unbelievable gift that you gave me. That's an act of chesed. But there's an act of chesed in which the context may be a context that you rather not have. Thank God the doctors were able to cure me. I wish I didn't have the disease to begin with. I received the chesed. I'm experiencing a chesed. But you know, if it didn't happen to be this way, it would have been maybe even better. So while it is true you are the recipient of a chesed, there's an element of the experience which you regret. I wish I didn't have to go through this, but thank God I came out of it okay. But had I not had to go through it, that would have been okay too. So that says the Baruch Sh'amar is a negative aspect. And the last and final one I want to mention to you is that of a Rav Kook. The phrase in Hebrew that's used here in the Siddur, in this bracha, it's also used in the first bracha of the Amidah, V'tigmalenu chasadim tovim, Baruch at Hashem, gomel chasadim tovim. The English is to bestow kindness. But the two words sometimes may be contradictory. What's a chesed? A chesed is something that's given to me. It's almost like a matnat chinam. Somebody's giving to me something, I may not even deserve it. That's why it's called a chesed. But the word gomel in Hebrew is compensation, gemul, pay back, give back something that a person deserves. So if I deserve it, I deserve it. It's not exactly a chesed. If you think magioli that I deserve it, it's not purely an act of chesed. Whereas the word chesed might mean, you don't deserve it, I'm giving it to you anyways. So Rav Kook says, in the world of Hashem, it might be different than in the world of the human. Because Hashem knows what we deserve. And we are able to say to Hashem, Hashem, please, gomel chasadim, find that part of me which you deem worthy. And the chesed that you give me, I know you're going to give me because there's some aspect about my life that you feel worthy. Some aspect about what I've done. Some mitzvah, some maaseh tov that I've done that you believe to be worthy. And so when we say chasadim tovim, it's not that there could be a totally evil type of chesed, but as the Ketava Kabbalah, the Baruch She'amar, and Rav Kook suggest, that there might be an aspect to chesed that requires us to stop and to think. And as I said amongst earlier comments, the Siddur is not just a book about davening, it's also a book about teaching us, framing our experiences, and giving us the context by which to understand that which happens in our lives. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer,